We can get so bitter about people who we felt that did us wrong in life or showed us exactly how we don't want to be or act, when in reality, those people can be some of our best lessons, and they were placed in our lives for a divine reason. Now, what we're going to unpack in today's episode really shifted my perspective to being grateful for both types of people. One, those who have been an amazing example and influence in our lives, and those who may have been a poor or negative example. And in doing so, this allowed me to drive my personal growth and expansion to a whole new level. So how can we not absorb a negative experience as negative energy within us and take it as an opportunity to grow? Let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. This is your host, Jenna, and I am so thankful that you're here. If you are new to the show, hello, welcome. I've been seeing a lot of new faces through reviews and just joining our email community. I just want to send you a big thank you, big hug. Thank you for being here. And I hope that we can help you overcome and break through whatever strongholds that you are currently facing. I want to kick off this episode with sharing a review from Kaylee Z. She says, great tips and insights. As a mom, it has been a journey to figure out how to not put my physical and emotional health on the back burner. I love the tips and insights Jenna gives on creating more balance. Thank you so much, Kaylee. And if this feels good to you, sweet friend, I would be so appreciative if you left the Balanced Mom Method podcast a written review. That is the number one way to be able to thank me or just show me that you enjoy listening to this show, because that means that hopefully, number one, this show is helping you, and it will also be put in front of more moms who may need to hear the light of this podcast. So thank you so much. Thank you for your help. Thank you for being here. Let's dive into today's conversation about using both these types of people as a lesson. And you may be wondering, like, what I mean by this. So let me first start by sharing. There are so many different types of people in this world. Am I right? And we're all beautiful. We are all unique. We are all our own individuality, authenticity. And I am sure you can probably categorize people that you've had experiences within your life kind of like into buckets of like certain types of people. Neither better or worse, but follow me here. Neither better or worse with the other. But like the more interactions that you have, the more that you could almost like feel someone's overall energy, or you kind of just know the type of person that they are. And I strongly believe that we are all so beautifully and uniquely made, but we still have some strong similarities and differences to other types of people, right? I mean, there's so many different personality tests out there, the Enneagrams, there's human design, there's so many, I don't know. There's so many like different tests that you could take, right? And that is where that compatibility and incompatibility to others comes in. And it is within ourselves and our own human experience to have just that, experiences. You've probably heard that not everyone is going to like you, or not everyone is your cup of tea, or something along those lines. And for way, 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 way too long, I would like take that as an insult. And it was like almost like a challenge accepted type moment. Like, I could get everyone to like me because I don't want anyone to ever, you know, think I'm wrong, or I don't want to do anyone anything wrong, or whatever that was. Like, I just wanted to be liked by everyone. And I'm sure like we've all to some extent have felt that way. But the thing is, there will always be people who you just don't jive with, right? It's so true. We might just energetically clash. Our perspectives are different. Our thought processes are different. The root of our beliefs and how we create thoughts and beliefs, they're just different. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that doesn't mean that you can't still show kindness and love and welcoming, you know, be welcoming and accepting to everyone, right? Inclusive. But the sticky middle here is that we have to figure out like who our people are. And in that process, before, you know, you can feel like someone's presence or energy right when you're meeting them or right when you're having that interaction, you might go through some really hard relationships, some really hard experiences, situations. And within like in the term relationship, I mean anyone. I'm not just talking like intimacy here. I mean like our experiences, our interactions, our relationships just with other people within our lives, full circle. And like full on transparency here. I have episodes jotted down on my Google Calendar like for months in advance. I have a little Google spreadsheet that whenever I have an idea or speak with a client or another mom, I write it down on the spreadsheet thinking like, oh, this would be a really good podcast topic. And I like started this podcast like 10 months ago, and I've had the same content flow of ideas written out. So I've always been like a month or two or three like ahead of time. I do outline and record the episodes like within a week or two. So I'm not giving myself kudos here, but the reason that I share this is because when it's like time to sit down and write out a couple outlines for episodes, I come to the spreadsheet to see if what I've written down for this date resonates to kind of how I'm feeling, to just the season or whatever that might be, like to what I feel that moms really do need. I'll pray on it. I meditate on it. And if another pressing topic or idea comes up that I want to discuss, great. But this episode right here, I went to my little Google spreadsheet and I saw it, you know, to be airing on August 7th, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I just have like a single sentence, you know, what did I even write? I had to just go back and look because I wanted, seriously, it's just a couple words. It's just an idea that I have written down. I wrote down using two types of people as lessons, and it hit me like a ton of bricks because my vulnerable confession here, and I mean, it's not like a confession. I have 1,000% viewed every piece of this as like an energetic growth. I'm shedding a layer of myself and moving into a higher version of me and, you know, just kind of one step closer to my soul aligned spirit self, right? And this episode just struck a chord, and I was just like, okay, you know, like what a synchronicity here. Like what, just how ironic, because I have been going through it lately with this topic, like with me, like really just, I'm someone who usually like I run away from confrontation. Okay. I'm like joy and love and let's all get along and let's all, you know, love each other and be kind. And we all know like that's not life. That is not every human on this planet, right? In this, I bow down and I'm like complete submission. If anything controversy comes up, like I just don't want anything to do with it. And even if that means that I was belittled or I was taken advantage of or whatever it might be, I just avoid it. I run from it. I don't speak up for myself, or I'll say I haven't spoken up for myself. You know, I haven't stood up for myself, and I just try to let it go. But that's the thing. Like, I wasn't truly letting it go. Maybe on the outside with that encounter itself, right? That situation or that experience, relationship, whatever it might be. Okay, it's done. It's over. Whatever. Like they could look at me however they want to. But that inner turmoil was stewing. It would just stew inside of me. All that was doing, staying silent or like allowing myself to not stand up for myself, I was hurting myself in the process. Like, why didn't I stand up for myself? Why didn't I try to resolve said issue? Why is that person just so mean and cruel? Like, I would just spin in my head and stew and stew and stew. So this realization that I had in this season of confrontation, let's call it, that I've been in, it was all a lesson for me. Such a big, pivotal, like eye-opening, oh my gosh, why did it take me 33 years lesson to me. Is it's almost allowing me to be able to accept people as they are to an even deeper degree, on top of allowing myself to take away a positive experience for me internally, regardless how negative or confrontational or poor that actual experience, situation, or relationship may have been. Because we can all get so bitter about or resentful towards people who felt that maybe did us wrong in life or showed us exactly how we don't want to feel, how we don't want to be, or how we don't want to act. But in reality, we can use those people or those situations as lessons versus like that ladder of like stewing or sulking or just building up so much resentment or hatred. I do not like that word, but it is so, because it's just so powerful, right? But we build that up inside of ourselves. So rather than creating more inner turmoil inside of us through our own expectations or assumptions or lack of voice, submission, whatever it might be, we can accept it for all it is and truly let it go. Let it be bosses, teachers, friends, acquaintances, coworkers, family members, whoever it may be within your life, whatever experiences you may have, and however we think or thought having these poor experiences are, these people are placed in our lives for a divine reason and in divine timing. This truly shifted my perspective to being grateful for all types of people, for all types of experiences that I go through. So like, have you ever heard of that saying, you know, people either come into your life for you to teach them or for them to teach you? Or another one is like, people come into your life as a blessing or as a lesson. Or another one is, some people come into your life as a lesson for you to learn how to let go. Like, there's so many different, like, you know, quotes out there. I'm sure that you probably heard one of the three that I just shared. This is all encompassing that principle of this episode. To share a perspective about not absorbing a negative experience as a negative energy within inside of you and taking it as an opportunity to grow. How do we do that? I'm going to dive into three ways how you can just not let that consume you. And I know that there's so many more, but we're going to dive into three right now. All right. So number one is personal growth. Two is self-reflection. Three is understanding yourself more. Mama, are you done living on autopilot day after day? Are you done feeling stuck in a survival mode cycle that you don't know how to get out of, but you just crave to wake up to your life? Do you want to be able to tune back into you, to your faith, to your love, to your light, to your joy, to your peace? Allow the Balanced Mom Method to help you finally feel like you again. You can say goodbye to autopilot living and embrace mindfulness, self-awareness, intentional living, in a soul level, spirit level connection with yourself. Break free from the expectations and reconnect with your true self. The Balanced Mom Method is a powerful journey of self-discovery where you'll learn to listen to your intuition, to lead with your higher spirit, heal from inner turmoil, and create sustainable habits that align with your desired lifestyle. Step out of survival mode and into a life of mental strength, confidence, clarity, peace, presence, joy, and a sense of balance within your life. Say yes to reclaiming control and embrace the transformative power within you. Say yes to committing to the Balanced Mom Method online course and committing to you. And honestly, Mama, when you commit to the Balanced Mom Method, you are embraced for life. After completion of the course, you can then move on to using the Balanced Mom Method Habit Tracking Journal. With its unique combination of planner, journal, habit tracker, this 3-in-1 powerhouse empowers moms to reclaim their mindset, rediscover their identity, and build sustainable habits. This undated 90-day journal offers a fully customized experience, allowing you to start anytime. Track the essential habits like sleep, gratitude, self-care, and so much more. find and love yourself again in motherhood with the Balanced Mom Method lifestyle, your key to achieving breakthroughs and sustainable root work changes. Check the link in the show notes or go to naturallyempoweredliving.com/products to learn more. I'm sending you so much love. So let's unpack these three a bit more. Personal growth. Like I mentioned earlier in this episode, there are so many different types of people in this world. And with that comes different expectations, assumptions, viewpoints, perspectives. So just like you have your own, so does everyone else. Good, bad, and different, if you agree with it, if you don't agree with it, whatever that saying is, right? Put yourself in someone else's shoes. By golly, for I know how hard and how difficult that is to do sometimes. Like, remember, I feel I have been in the biggest confrontation starter. Just, I'm in this like confrontation season within my life. But it's because I was ready to up level. Like, it was such a clear message that came in that I was ready to shed an old version of myself. And that was the submission, the not standing up for myself, right? And I'm ready to step into that higher version of myself. So what once I allowed to happen, I was not allowing to anymore. I was standing up for myself. Growth. And with that comes a shit ton of backlash. And we know this, right? So this is what I mean by, you know, we have to put ourselves in someone else's shoes, because if we stand up for ourselves, by golly, you better be ready. Like, that person is probably going to come back at you, right? And I just mean in like a speaking terms. Hopefully nothing is ever physical. No physical altercations here. But like, when you stir the pot, or when you, you know, disagree with someone, like, depending that type of person that you're talking to, they can become very, very defensive, right? So this situation, this is an opportunity that can help you develop empathy. Follow me here, because again, we are having an open mind as we are, you know, diving into this topic, because I strongly feel that, yes, we are always going to have confrontation. We are always going to have disagreements, or, you know, not get along with everyone. But if we turn this back around and internalize it ourselves, we can always take something positive away from it. So a negative experience can help you develop empathy, because it can help you understand that impact of your actions also onto others and onto yourself. But it allows you to grow in compassion and consideration also in the future. Growth. Okay. So going back to, you know, everyone having their own sides of a story and the expectations and assumptions and dealing with negative experiences, it also can build your resilience and your inner strength within yourself, because it helps you cope better the next time, or it helps you, you know, just almost accept someone's adversity and bounce back from a challenging situation. Growth. And also, I just mentioned this briefly a minute or two ago, but you could also grow in your forgiveness and letting go. Confronting negative experiences, it can be an opportunity for forgiveness towards yourself and others involved, and learning how to let go of resentments, angers, frustrations. It could bring you a sense of just inner peace and full on like liberation, right? Growth. Oh, like, just think of all that possibility and opportunity for you to grow as a person, and possibly like let go of a relationship that is hurting you, or that is hindering you, or if it doesn't serve you, or if it always brings you down, or if you just don't feel good about it, it is okay to let go. Moving on to self-reflection. Feel the feels, my friend. Using me in my example again, like, I feel my mind has been like a flipping salad spinner lately, like trying to see all sides of a situation, putting myself in said people's shoes, trying to move forward, come to peace, you know, reconcile, whatever it is. Like, it's exhausting, but it also, I mean, it could be hurtful and frustrating, and it like gives you that pit in your stomach. So I just urge you and encourage you to lean in and feel your feelings as you're going through this, right? Let yourself process them to be able to heal from them. Reflect. Negative experiences also can provide opportunities for like introspection. We kind of just went over that with personal growth, right? You can look at your behavior and your attitude and identify areas for improvement and work on your growth and self-awareness within whatever situations. Reflect. And a poor experience, I mean, it also can teach you, if you allow it, that was like my short pause there. If you allow this, all is if you are open and allowing to this. But the importance of setting clear boundaries with others. This can be a huge door for you to take care of yourself. You can learn to stand up for yourself or say no and ensure that your personal well-being and mental health are taken care of too. Reflect. And this is also a time where you can be uber, uber grateful and appreciative for the positive relationships that you have within your life, because it reinforces the importance of nurturing a relationship, having things be, you know, what is that saying? Like a two-way street, and valuing healthy connections and relationships. Reflect. Okay. And lastly, using every situation, positive or negative, this can help you understand yourself more. You can learn your triggers. If you have a really negative encounter, it can reveal personal triggers and unresolved issues within yourself. So by recognizing these triggers, you can work on addressing them and finding healthier ways to cope with them for yourself. Connect to yourself. You can tune into your emotional intelligence. You could use situations as a way to become more in tune with your emotions, how you respond, how you react, and learn to manage yourself or maybe your emotions effectively in various situations. So connect to yourself. You can also enhance communication skills. Oof, this is like the weight here. Communication and again, speaking, standing up for myself. That has been like, it's just been so hard for me. And I don't know why. I don't know why I'm someone that has had poor communication skills, but I am aware of it and I'm working through it. So negative experiences can help highlight the importance of effective communication. So learning to communicate openly and actively listening, like you can speak, but then actively listen back and express your emotions. You could work on constructively, right? So you can improve in you know, future interactions or whatever it might be. So this goes back to kind of seeing all sides of a situation and how everyone has their own viewpoints and assumptions. And my personal struggle was like internalizing too much and not speaking up for myself. And then I would reach like this threshold and just erupt. Like volcano has erupted, and then said person or situation might be a little taken off guard because it was like that straw that broke the camel's back type situation. So, I mean, and I'm very much well aware of this. No one's perfect, right? So it's very like, once you become aware of all these things, communication skills, your emotions, learning your triggers, feeling your feelings, personal growth, like all of these things, once you become aware of them, then you can work on either developing them, improving them, right? This is all a growth journey. And mama, like, this shit is hard. It was really difficult to write this outline because I feel that I could have went a lot of different ways. I could have taken a lot of different avenues. And I feel like I jam-packed a lot of different concepts within one short, quick episode. So I would love to hear from you if this resonated with you at all. But this shit is hard. And I mean, by this shit, it's our life work. It's an ongoing process. Having impactful relationships and using maybe not so impactful or negatively impactful relationships as an opportunity for growth, that's hard. But it's part of our life work because we are always going to be cycling through different experiences, positive and negative. And within our life, within this beautiful experience that we get to call life, it is within our job to take control of it. And negative experiences, they can serve us as valuable stepping stones along the way. It's essential. It's so essential to approach these situations with an open mind, as hard as it is. Approach situations and confrontations with an open mind and willingness to learn and grow and choose love and kindness, even in the hardest of times, even if that other person or the other parties aren't choosing love and aren't choosing kindness. That is the hardest thing. And I feel like now, like having children, like That is probably one of the biggest things that I mean, one of the many, right? But what do you tell your kids? Like, don't treat someone how you wouldn't want to be treated, right? So for as hard as that is, like I tell my son all the time, I'm like, you are being very mature right now. Like I will call him out for it because I say like, even adults have hard times. Even adults have, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever that might be. So in terms of keeping this really in line here, I was just going to go on a really big tangent, but I pulled myself back in. In terms of choosing love and kindness and grace and gratitude, even if the other party isn't. Like that is some big time growth and big time like kudos to you. So you can allow a difficult situation to empower you to just take control of your life. How do you want to live? How can you be happy? Allow a difficult situation to help you discover your inner strength and capacity to handle adversity through hardship. And honestly, a difficult situation may show you how you don't want to be or how you don't want to act, and that is okay. A difficult situation may help you learn how to let go, possibly of a relationship, of a boundary, of an expectation. Right? It could just help you learn how to let go of whatever that stronghold is that has been holding you down. It is a hard pill to swallow in trying to like let go of uncontrollables. I get it. And that being someone else's actions or direct effect that their actions might have on your life. But one thing that we always have is our personal responsibility, our personal accountability, our personal ownership of our actions and of our lives. So take control of you. Do what your higher self would do. Choose love, choose acceptance, choose kindness. It is a constant journey and we are not going to be perfect. So release those judgments that you might have on yourself also. Release the guilt and do your best. This is a growth journey. Feel the feels because in order to heal, you have to feel. I love you, Mama. Until next week. As always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Thank you for finding this episode very well worth performing. Please leave Mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.